Hegemon. The Hegemon is the other of the three most important offices in the temple. The Hierophant being the first, the Hierus being the second, and the Hegemon being the third. The station of the Hegemon is between the two pillars, whose bases are in Netzach and Hod, at the intersection of the paths Pei and Samach, in the symbolic gateway of occult science, as it were at the beam of the balance, at the equilibrium of the scales of justice, at the point of intersection of the lowest reciprocal path with that of Samach, which forms a part of the middle pillar. She, the Hegemon, is nearly always considered a she, a feminine. She is placed there as the guardian of the threshold of the entrance and the preparer of the way for the enterer. Let me repeat that because it's significant. She is placed there as the guardian of the threshold of entrance and the preparer of the way for the enterer. Therefore, the reconciler between light and darkness and the mediator between the stations of Hierophant and Hierus. The symbols and insignia of the Hegemon are the robe of pure whiteness, bearing on the left breast a red cross, a scepter marked by a mitre head, like a bishop's cap, the mitre-headed scepter, the laman suspended from a black collar. The robe represents a spiritual purity which is required in the aspirant to the mysteries, and without which qualification none can pass between the eternal pillars. It represents the divine light which is attracted thereby and brought to the aid of the candidate. It symbolizes the self-sacrifice that is offered for another to aid him in the attainment of the light. It also signifies the atonement of error, the preparer of the pathway unto the vine. Upon the left breast is a cross, usually the Calvary form of red, to represent the energy of the lower will purified and subjected to that which is higher. And thus is the office of Hegemon, especially that of the reconciler. In other words, she is the reconciler between the light of the Hierophant and the darkness of the Hierus. The mitre-headed scepter is the distinctive ensign of office of the Hegemon. On the Tree of Life, it represents the forces of the Pillar of Mercy. It should be of scarlet, with gold bands and pommel. The bands represent the places of the Sephiroth, Chesed, and Netzach, the shaft being formed by the paths Vav and Kaf, the grip by which it is wielded being the path Kof, while the pommel is Malkuth. The mitre is gold with red mountings, and each point terminates in a ball. The mitre is charged with a red Calvary cross of six squares. This mitre represents the wisdom of Chachma as a duplicated aspect of Katha, attracted by the symbol of self-sacrifice. The scepter is wielded by the forces of flux and reflux, shown by the grip being referred to the path Kof, and it represents the attraction into the universe of the forces of divine mercy. The Sephiroth and paths are marked only as bands, and owing to its meaning should be carried by the Hegemon in all conducting of the candidate, as representing to the latter the attraction of the forces of his higher self. It is called the Scepter of Wisdom. The laman or breastplate of the Hegemon is explained in the Greater Philosophers. The peculiar emblem of the Hegemon is a Calvary cross of six squares within a circle. This cross embraces Tepharah, Netzach, Hod and Yesod, and rests upon Malkuth. Also, the Calvary cross of six squares forms the cube, and is thus referred to the six sephiroth of Mikroprosopis, which are Chesed, Gebura, Tephareth, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. In addition to this, it represents the black Calvary cross of suffering as the initiator by trial and self-abnegation, and the opener of the way into the comprehension of the forces of the divine light. It is therefore suspended from a black collar to show that suffering is the purgation of evil. Before the face of the gods in the place of the threshold is the name of Hegemon, and she is the goddess Maat, M-A-A-T, Maat. Within the order, the old name is used, Thamar-Est, having the following Coptic forms, Thamar-Est, Thamar-Esh, and Thamar-Et. The first one, Thamar-Est. This as regards the middle pillar and the influence from Kether. Thamar-Esh, this more fiery, as regards the influence with respect to the pillar of severity. Thamar-Et, this more fluidic, with regard to her influence with respect to the pillar of mercy. She is the wielder of the scepter of dual wisdom from Chochmah, and therefore is the mitre head split in two and not closed, to indicate the dual manifestation of wisdom and truth, even as the hall of the neophytes is called the hall of the dual manifestation of the goddess of truth.